Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Just a heads up, I can see that you've got this whole show scripted out, so
no, we don't.
Yeah, you know what? You might want to get back on point.
I am a radio icon.
Let me
see. By the way, so are you.
Hi, I'm Max, and hi, I'm Mike. Here's the Oddcast.
You are a pussy.
And why don't more people listen to us? Because most of what you say is gibberish, that's why.
Ladies and gentlemen, Max Tolkoff.
Are we rolling?
You know, they look
okay.
At shit like
I
that.
I sent my resume, my cassette tape, my reel-to-reel, and a cover letter with no caps anywhere on the damn thing to a company, and they called me back.
Yeah, but did they hire him?
I start at Walmart next week.
Excellent.
I'm agreed with
I
a small
see the,
G.
Do they call you and go, Mr. Halloran, we're interested in you, but we're trying to check out this gap in your resume for a couple of years here, and we don't know. Because, you know, if you're going to be a greeter at Walmart, we need a very complete CV from you.
Let me ask you a question. How many people out there actually understand what curriculum vitae means?
Not many people, right? You see that. So, you know what it means. So, I know what it means because we went to school. But a lot of people go, what's a CV?
What's a CV? So, but here's the funny thing. Yeah. When people say CV, they go, what is that? And they go, oh, it's like a resume. But a resume is a French word with an accent on it, which nobody uses it. Because we just type resume. What's in your resume?
All right. So, listen, you grew up, you were educated in England. What's the difference between a CV and a resume?
The word vitae as opposed to your resume is basically kind of like like the shit that I've done, but this is the shit of my life, of my vitae. Like, live in la vitae loca. Your curriculum vitae is much more of a scopy version of your life. So you can put things in there like, and by the way, when I was 16, I met Lord Prince Vibhandran, the Viceroy of India, and I played cricket with him.
So it's kind of like a cross between a resume and a cover letter.
It's more like you bullshitting your way into high society.
No, very good.
By using Latin.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if like lawyers are applying for a job, they're going to send you a curriculum vitae to go along with their quid pro quo.
It's turning into a Latin lesson here.
You took Latin.
I did take Latin for a
year. So let me ask you a question.
Yes.
What is the translation of curriculum vitae?
I have no idea. All I learned, all I paid attention to that year was the phrase puer amat puella.
Puer?
Puer.
Spell that?
Amat puella, which is boy loves girl. That's what I learned. Latin's a very tough language, although once you can speak Latin, you get to speak Italian and Spanish and a lot of the...
Once you understand Latin, you can understand a lot of those languages.
Yeah, it kind of relates a little bit.
So, I pericoloso sporgesi, what would that mean to you?
Danger. The word danger's in there somewhere.
Yeah, pericoloso.
Sounds like danger.
Yeah.
Right?
And
unless it's...
Sporgesi.
Pellicula, unless you're talking about a camera. Now, what was the second word?
Is it sporgesi or sporgesi? I don't know
sporgesi?
How to pronounce it.
Sporgesi? That's an Italian tomato sauce. Sporgesi. I'm having some fusilli. I'm having fusilli with sporgesi.
The only thing I learned in Italian, this is horrible to say this, but when you take the trains in Europe, they were predominantly in two languages once you were inside. Once you were left England, you were on a French train. It was the French translation of don't stick your head out the window because the train in the opposite direction will take it off. And the other one was Italian, which was I pericoloso sporgesi. And I remember thinking to myself, what does this mean? So I went back and, of course, had to ask my Latin teacher because he spoke Italian. And he's just like, don't stick your head out the window.
That's what it meant?
Yeah. Jeez. It's dangerous to lean out.
Hey, you know what I want to ask you about? You didn't say one word about Comic-Con that just sort of wrapped up a couple of weeks ago. Did you? Were you involved at all? Do you hear anything about it? It's the biggest event of the year in San Diego.
It is the biggest event of the
year. You stay away from it. Is that what you're saying?
It's turned into... And the only way I can look at this is that I love the people that go to Comic-Con because it really is unbelievably trippy now compared to the way it used to be. When it was handleable back in the day, when Mark Cordello used to come down here a bunch of years ago. I mean, this is like 20-plus years ago. It was handleable, and I went a few times, and after going a few times, it got to the point where if you don't fully commit, you're basically going to miss out on everything.
What do you mean by fully commit?
In other words, you have to basically take a week off work to plan your events, that what you want to do and how you're going to do it. And if you don't have the right passes, you're going to stand in a line that's like 4 years long. So the things that I have done and have seen and been a part of were all 20-something years ago. Recently, if I was doing broadcasts, I would have these people come to the broadcast site.
Not put a booth there
place. So in other words, you go to, like, we did something... excuse me, the Hard Rock Hotel years ago. And people who were coming down for Comic-Con came to us as opposed to us trying to go into a press conference. DMC from Run DMC was in town last week. He brought Charlie, his DJ. He did a little club set someplace. But DMC also stands for, besides Daryl McDaniel, is Daryl Makes Comics. He's got a whole comic line now going on. So those kind of things, I would go hang out with friends like that. But it is just so freaking massive that you would have probably, you'd have to have like five lifetimes to go see everything that you
want
to see.
So have they outgrown the San Diego Convention Center? You hear rumors that they're going to move it to L.A., but then
They outgrew San Diego Convention Center probably about 10 years ago. But that's not the point. The interesting thing to me is that our buddy John McHugh did a whole film about this. If you go watch that film, I haven't seen it yet. He's supposed to send me a link so I can see it. He showed it. He premiered it there.
Is it on? Is it some place that you can get it now?
No, you can't. It's not out yet. Okay. It's like a whole cosplay thing. He's been working on this thing for years. There are movies. Excuse me. What was the movie? The Hot Fuzz guys. What were they called?
Hot Fuzz guys.
They did. They did a movie here about, you know, it started at San Diego at the Comic-Con, and that was hilarious. But it gives you an example of how crazy it is. It is really insane.
It's nuts now. Like, you can't even go and enjoy yourself.
Right. And every single person who's dressed up as a character, they're out there, and it's just some of the trippiest people out there. And people are taking pictures of people taking pictures of people taking pictures. It's mind-boggling.
And that's the idea, isn't it? That everybody wants. Hey, by the way, what do you think? Should we become furries? Want to be a furry with me? A furry.
Billy Furry in the...
No, it's like an extreme version of cosplay, you know. It's like it's kind of a sex thing, being a furry.
Seriously, dude, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
Look, we were spooning last night. I don't want to talk about furries.
I don't want to be a bear. Furry with you. I'm just saying, life as a furry?
I'm going to have to say no, because you're just getting weird on
me
right
surprised.
Now. I feel like a virgin, and you're right now at this point, you're showing me the Bible going, look... Abraham was told to circumcise himself. And I'm like, going, what is that? And you're like, God told him to circumcise himself. And I'm like, ew, that's weird. Don't tell me about being a furry.
All right. But I feel a podcast is imminent. Don't you?
A furry podcast?
Yeah.
No,
sort
I don't
of
feel
like
it at all.
The idea that I had for a podcast for Petco.
Which would have been furries?
No, podcats. It's a podcast for cat lovers.
But that's not
called Podcats.
Petco. When you walk into Petco,
where the pets
they sell
go.
Dog food.
Yes.
They sell cat food. They sell parakeet food. They sell fish. They sell all kinds of things, not just cats.
I know, but I'm just saying that one of the things under the Petco umbrella could be a podcast for cats. And one for dogs, and somebody can have for fish.
So if you have
podcats. But here's the thing. Podcats.
Podcats for
yes,
the cats.
For the cats.
What would you have for the dogs?
Don't know.
Dogcast.
Dogcast. That's a good one. A dogcast.
Yeah. So you have podcats and dogcast brought to you by Petco.
And for fish, it would be casting.
That's what you call it.
Why can't we do this? This is a thing that we could do. We could do branded podcasts.
Who is going to listen? The cats?
People, look, if you go to Petco right now, if you look on their site, nowhere is there anything. There's no podcasting going on at all. They are a company that needs a branded podcast. They have nothing for any specialty animals or anything. Why is that?
Because they're not Trader Joe's.
I mean, the Trader Joe's people listen to that podcast religiously.
Of course they do.
So I think that, you know, cat lovers would love to listen to a podcat. A podcat. A podcast.
How about
for
we
cats.
Do it? Let's pretend right now we're going to do a dog cast.
Okay.
To the dogs.
All right. Woof. Good boy. Speak. Speak. Woof. Smile. Smile. Paw. Paw. Can you shake? Shake. Can you shake?
I have a video of my son teaching a dog how to count the other day.
Well, that would be good on the podcast. Yeah. Or I'm sorry, the dog cast.
Yeah. How about the dog cats?
And
dog cats.
And wait.
Include both of them.
For, let's say, here's another one. Let's leave Petco for a sec. Let's go to the church. We could do a Godcast.
Godcast.
We need
That's
to get
off dog the
cast.
This
backwards.
Is what I want to know. We had Lenny Diana on
yes.
the show.
Yeah.
I could die happy. I could drive home today and just go off the road and be the happiest guy in the world because the guy that I never thought would even tune in was actually on the program.
Yeah.
Who's next is the question.
Well, that's a good question, isn't it now?
Who should be next?
Who would you like to be next? Vote for Troy Hansen.
Troy Hansen doesn't even return your
I know,
capitalized
but what if we
emails.
Said to him, what if we
Can
send him a
my,
new email that said, Troy, we want you to be on our podcast?
He's still going to ignore it because your capitalization, it pisses him off.
Maybe
if you,
you
wrote
should
it
write
informally.
It. Why don't you send it to him then, Mr. Informal? Why don't you send it? Why don't you type it in like 4-point text so that nobody can see it unless they have a magnifying
You do realize
glass.
That when people send things, you can have it reformatted any way you want so you can read the damn thing.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Like yeah. if I sent you a text right now because you can't see, it would bing, it would show up big because you tell it to show up big. I can write right. it as the tiniest thing in the world and it doesn't matter.
Here's what I want to know. Why doesn't Facebook allow us more editing options when we
They do.
Type things.
What do you want to what
I
want to
bold, I want to underline, I want to italicize.
You haven't read the new rules then?
No.
You need to read the new rules.
What
you
are the rules?
You can bold, you can italicize, you can do everything you want, but not on their format.
Yeah, why is that?
Because they want to control the universe. They are the Facebook.
Well, then
they
give
are.
A, then why not give us an
they
editing
are.
Tool?
We promote this podcast on Facebook. And the weird thing about it is they have you don't even know this, they have a skimmer that goes through and listens for any disparaging comments about Facebook, and it automatically deletes them. Did you know that?
No.
They do.
Is that true?
Yes. I'm telling.
It is?
Yeah.
You're
so
not
they,
lying
they
to
scan
me.
It. No, because
it kind of looks like you're joking.
What, looks like I'm joking?
Yeah, I'm looking at okay. you. You look like okay. you're feeding me a line.
Declan tried to put a video up on YouTube the other day, and he used a Paul McCartney song, and he clicked send, and bing, they immediately hit him back and said, sorry, you can't use this Paul McCartney song. It's copywritten. I said, use one of your own songs. Use one of your own songs. Put it on there. You'll be able to promote yourself. So the other day, I have a friend of mine who works at Facebook, and I was messaging her
mm-hmm.
on Facebook to say, what's up? What's going on? Did you want to grab lunch while I'm in San Francisco? And because she's inside the building. She doesn't respond for like 8 hours because they know it's coming in the building and they're trying to figure out, okay, this guy apparently is going to meet this employee. Let's find everything. So they went and they went through my whole life history. And because I put something bad about Zuckerberg 2.75 years ago, you know what I said? I said it started because he was an incel that was trying to figure out how to pick up hot chicks. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he developed this thing, and they call it Facebook, because he didn't care about their minds. He didn't care about the ladies' minds. He cared about their faces.
Right.
So he's like, let's rate these girls. So he came up with this thing and called it Facebook as opposed to Chatbook or Headbook or Get to Know Somebody Book. And it turned into this basically unusable source of information for people because he was basically trying to get laid.
I did see The Social Network. It was a very good movie. It explains a lot of that.
They're all these incels from before. Same people who showed up at the Chicago rally for Disco Demolition Day.
So
all incels.
So this happened to me about a month ago.
By the way, I'm completely fucking with you.
None of this is true. However, maybe you can explain what happened to me. So I get these, you know, solicitations from Facebook, especially because I've got a different page with my consultancy, the XPD Industries page, right? So I get these, like, nobody's seen or heard from you for a while. Put something up there. They always want you to post on your shit. So I decided to put one of the episodes of the Oddcast on there. And the thing that they try to get you to do is to
boost,
right?
They want you to boost the post.
So, you know, for $20, why not? Let's give it a shot, see what happens. I don't know how to interpret any of this stuff. Let's see what they can do. So I did it, and it worked for whatever it was. And I got more views, I guess, or whatever, more people saw it.
Yep.
But then a couple of weeks ago, I decided to do it again. And they refused to pass the podcast. In other words, they said, I think somebody listened to it because they said, you can't, this doesn't have material that's appropriate for posting or whatever it was. You can't run this ad on this page. It was sort of like they saw the podcast link as an ad and they said, you can't do that. And I'm wondering if they listened and they heard us cursing and they went, oh no, this is too.
That would be AOL that would do that. I ever tell you about the time?
Not Facebook?
not Facebook. I have a friend of mine who used to, she worked for Playboy magazine, the Playboy Industries, years ago. She was a writer and did social media before it was called social media. And the internet had just started. She came down to my house. This is right after Declan was born, so 24-something years ago. And they were experimenting, Playboy was experimenting with some of the chat rooms to keep in touch with the rest of the people across the country. So they'd scheduled a chat room for all their employees to get together and say, what ideas do we need for interviews, like, you know, the guests and all the stuff for Playboy magazine. And somebody typed something and wrote the word down, like, you know, oh, that's a bunch of shit, blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden this moderator comes into the chat room. That's not the four or five people that are working at Playboy, going, you're not allowed to use language like that in these chat rooms. Please refrain from using language like that. And Michelle, my friend, is like, wow. And I was like, so it's five people that get invited to this room. Somebody types shit, and somebody from AOL is monitoring this, one,
mm-hmm.
and pops in. Like, it wasn't a bot, because there was no bots back in those days. They go, I saw the word shit. So then people try to, like, SH and then space IT.
So a human monitor caught it.
A human monitor is on there. And I'm thinking, how fucking fucked up is this? So I type. I said, can I borrow this for a minute? I go, cock is a male bird. And I'm waiting. And, of course, mm-hmm. it's like, please refrain from. And I'm like,
wait,
this is
it happened again?
It's like, this is the English language. Cock is a male bird is the correct term for what a male bird is. Like, a bitch is a female dog. It's like I sat there and was throwing every single possible thing at it. If you're going to use proper names, if you say pussy versus vagina, pussy can be a cat or a pussy willow tree. Like, it's unbelievable how antiquated it seemed back in those days. Nowadays, you can post a picture of somebody who just got their head blown off in a drive-by shooting and nobody cares. Or they put down, uncover this photo to see it.
I think the worst idea they've had is this live streaming thing, because all these idiot murderers now want to live stream their car chases, their crime sprees. Why did they bother doing that? That's a stupid idea.
Because they think that people...
What are they going to want to live
businesses.
Stream?
Businesses. I'm... It's kind of like car chases. I used to love watching them. Now I'm into watching these idiots who come on and go, okay, we're going to be live streaming, and they're sitting there staring at the camera. They're waiting for the first person to come up so they can talk to somebody, as opposed to realizing that it just goes. So they're standing there, and they're staring at the camera, and they're like, oh, yeah, well, they pop up in a couple of seconds, and then we can start talking. And they're talking to each other, and then you go there, and then they can't see. And then after a while, you realize that they have no fucking concept of what they were doing. And this one family, I don't know what the fuck they were trying to sell. I was just howling. It was so bad. Because nobody gives them lessons on how to live stream to promote your business.
Right.
They have no concept. Like, hey, we have a flower company, and if you want to buy some flowers from us, you can basically order them at an 800 number, or you can fax us. It's like, what are you doing? You're on the freaking internet. Put the link on there, buy the flowers, and they'll be shipped to you. By the way, we can only ship locally. I don't know, Max. I've just gotten to the point where I think that half the people in the world are just, they're dumb.
Well, they are dumb and getting dumber. It's almost like we need to have a screening of Idiocracy every week, right?
None of us would pass. You wouldn't pass. I wouldn't pass.
It's just getting
worse. You mean
a
screening from
Idiocracy. Screening for, like we would, you know, have a screening of the movie. Get it? I feel like you take words and you purposely turn them around because you just like fucking with people.
I do. I do turn words around. I try to be the Elvis Costello of podcasts.
Why don't you run for office? You would be a great politician.
I would run for office.
Why don't you then?
Because there's too many...
There's stuff in San Diego you could...
Ounces of cocaine and pounds of marijuana and things in my past.
Here's what they say. We need to get involved because we don't pay attention to our government, which is why, 25% of the population votes and the rest doesn't give a shit, which is ridiculous.
Don't use that fucking language on this podcast. Don't say shit.
So... I think that you could be a politician. You could run for, even if you run for dog catcher to start, you get involved.
Do you have to run to be dog catcher?
I think you could walk to be dog catcher. Now, here's the thing. I would run as a politician, but I've got way too many skeletons in my closet.
That's what I just said.
You don't. What do you have in your closet? You got nothing. You have no skeletons. You have nothing.
I am.
You've led
am
a virtuous life. You stopped drinking
like
25
George
years ago.
Clinton. I have
you don't
an
do
album
drugs.
Out. I have an album out called
You're like
Skeletons
Trump.
In the Closet. Can't do it.
Why?
Cannot do it. Can I do it at all? I couldn't run for office. Are you kidding me?
No, you could. You like talking
had,
to people.
I've had too many rock stars in my car.
Oh, okay.
And one of them
is that code for something? Like, I've had too many rock stars in my car, which is code for what?
When I drive to San Francisco, I grab a couple of Red Bulls to keep me awake on the drive. Sometimes I've had a couple of rock stars in my car.
Oh, God. You are
This is what I really want to know. Who do you want to be the next victim? Who should volunteer? We've had Brian Schock on the show.
We need to talk to...
We had Brian Schock on the show?
We need to talk to Pat Magnarella. And we need to talk to a production person because I still want to have this conversation about image production, which sucks.
It's the most boring subject.
I know you don't like
it,
but it's key to a good radio station. Why don't you want to talk about that? Why?
Who do you want to get? You want to get Malcolm on?
Yeah, Malcolm or John Frost. One of your buddies.
I tried to reach out to John Frost. No answer.
You've got friends everywhere. You've got 1,000 people that you know. Why don't you get one of them? No? What?
Sure.
What about your buddy Tom Keacott? Tim Virgin.
He's just a voice. Tom Keacott's the voice. He doesn't do his own production. He goes like this into a microphone. I'm still light.
All right, then Malcolm.
Let me finish. I'm still light.
Why do you need to
get
finish?
Get some I'm still light. Buy I'm still light. Heineken. 91X. That's all he does. He just says words into a microphone, and then somebody else fucking produces it.
Then somebody like Malcolm, who's more concerned with the entire piece?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? How do you not know?
I have been to Malcolm's studio once, and I've seen it, and it's massive, and there's a lot of things in there.
I'm sure but you know him. I know him. Look, I'll call him if you want to call him.
Why don't you call
E.T.?
Why don't you call Eric Thompson and see if he...
If he'll do it, but he's mostly a voice. He's not doing image production for radio.
Exactly. Okay, so there's the question. You just said, why don't you get Keacott? Keacott doesn't do it.
Well,
who do you know? You've been in radio for so long now. Who do you know that does it?
Yeah, that's the problem. Good production people? I don't know a lot of those people.
All right. Well, who do you want me to reach out to? I'll do it. I'll text him right now. I'll text him right now to end the show.
All right, while you're doing that, let's go to the phones. 619-570-191X is the number. We'll put you on the air right now to talk with Max and Mike.
Malcolm.
And about production. The phone lines are open. Operators are standing by. Mike, do we have a call on line one?
Yeah, we have a call on one. Hold on a second. Let me
patch you. Yeah, we got a call on line. Where's Lenny Diana? Let's get him back on the air.
Hello? 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 Who's this? I was told to call.
I'm waiting for Dave Beezing to finish his home studio so we can go record there.
Okay, I am going to text...
Malcolm?
I'm going to text Malcolm right now, see if he responds.
Look, if he doesn't want to come in, we can put him on the phone like with Lenny.
We would love to have no caps. You.
I bet these are. This is in all caps. This is all cap text. Your.
You on our
podcast.
Is there any caps in there right now? Fucker.
Yeah, there's a cap at the beginning, which there should be at the
beginning
of a
sentence. There's no cap at the beginning.
What is this? A great two? Is that you or
That's
somebody
not me.
Else?
I'm typing below it.
Let me see what you're typing. Why don't you just type said, with a capital?
Because it doesn't make any fucking difference.
It does make a difference.
This is the beginning of the sentence. Here's a cap.
You don't want
it.
People to think you're an ignoramus,
Our
do you?
Podcast.
Do you want people to think you're an ignoramus?
Let me see if he doesn't understand.
Or an ignoramus.
Who is this?
Is it Ramus or Ramus? Is it ignoramus or ignoramus?
About to, hold on. On our podcast, to talk about
production,
talk about the modern day image production for radio.
Honestly,
stations.
You sound like.
Could you do it? Could you do it? Send. New phone, who dis?
I love that line, I have to say. I do
yeah,
love that
line. I do
line.
Love that line. I don't know who this is. New phone. Who this is, motherfuckers?
I mean, why don't you give me your thoughts on production? I know it's boring to you, but you haven't weighed in on what you think.
About what?
About image production.
I said
I don't want to talk about this this week, but now we're going to talk about it.
Okay, this is what I think. I think that the image production of radio stations should be determined by the program director depending on what he's trying to portray the station as. If it's got a lot of whiz-bang pop stuff that happens in between songs.
Zips and zaps, as we call them.
Zips and zaps.
Laser beams.
I think it's over the top. And honestly, I don't think it adds to anything during the sweep. I think, if anything, they should just cut all that fucking shit out.
All right, let's take it beyond the hypothetical.
But if you're talking about a promo for the radio station and an event coming up, like 90X presents Green Day. Do you have that type? It's like you have to have production done there. But
yes.
For the rest of the time, I actually think it should be
what?
Minimalistic.
No.
I'm a big believer that Jackson Pollock, Mondrian.
By the way,
Shepard
Jackson
Fairey,
Pollock was anything but minimalist. He just threw up paint.
He threw
all
a
over
bunch
the, he
of
just
shit.
Vomited paint all over the canvas.
Yes. That's very minimalistic. He wasn't sitting there painting a fucking masterpiece.
That's not what minimalist is. It's not what minimalism
is. His effort was minimalist.
Why? What do you have against good image production?
Nothing.
It makes the station. It makes the station sing.
We had some of the best in the past.
Right.
Kevin Stapleford, probably one of the best people with
he was great.
He was unbelievable. With the fucking razor blade. That's the guy we should have on the show to talk about image production.
We should have somebody who still knows how to do razor blade splicing and walk us through what they do.
Fuck no. That's pointless.
But wait a minute. That's not true. Look, good image production is necessary to help, deliver the image of the station to the audience.
Because you can put capitals in there and some commas and some different fonts and colors.
Your lack of faith in the force is disturbing. I find your lack of faith in the force disturbing. I don't understand that. I don't understand how we're having this discussion where I'm going, we need good image production. You're like, nah, nobody gives a shit.
You have to understand something. You don't understand how I program radio stations. When I was here
I understand that it's up to the PD to figure out the vision, but every station has a vision.
Is he playing? Let me finish what I was just saying.
All right.
Tom Kika did the voice. I sent it off to Shamu. And Shamu, Tattoo, Ragu, all of his nicknames, he would send back a masterpiece because he had a very weird mind. He knew what I wanted because I'd worked with him over the years.
Okay, no, I get that.
So my point was that I had him doing promos, but all the promos and the imaging stuff that ran in the sweep was simple. You could run music underneath them. The over-the-top stuff, imaging for the radio station of all that stuff, for promos and stuff, he could do whatever the hell he wanted, and he made it sound good because he has a Technicolor. He has so much ink shoved into his body that I think the inside of his brain is actually still on fire from a tattoo he got in Vietnam probably about 40 years ago.
This leads to an interesting thing because I feel the same way that you leave it up to the real creative person to put it together once you've given them that direction. Like, same thing with me and Kurt St. Thomas. He did all the production at FNX, right? And I just had to kind of give him some copy, explain the concept, and he knew what to do. He would just turn out these masterpieces all the time because he got it. And by the way, which leads to my other theory or my concept is that a good production, a good image producer at your station could be the next PD. I think that if you properly, if you understand the vision of a station and you're able to execute that in production, you can be the PD. You can run that place because you understand what it should sound like. And that's what I said to Kurt. He didn't believe me. I said, you understand the image of the station. You could be the PD. I think more PDs should come from the production
side. Was he your image director?
Yeah.
He was?
Yeah.
Back in the day when you were still splicing shit together?
No. I mean, it was past that. And we're talking the 90s. So it was all...
Was he using?
No. He was using four-track reel-to-reels. He was using four-track TX.
So he was using linear production still, but he was using punch-ins.
Yeah.
As opposed to non-linear digital.
Right. Yeah. And he was good at it, too. He was really good at it.
Interesting.
So I always said, look, if you can execute the vision of a station, then you know how that station's supposed to sound. You can be the PD.
Let me translate that for the people who are not in radio. If you can put together a promo that sounds pretty cool, that sounds like the radio station, then you can actually program the station. Isn't that the job of the program director, is to tell the guy what to do?
Do you not buy into this concept?
I buy into the concept that anybody can program a radio station.
No, they can't.
I do. It takes some training.
It does.
It takes them understanding what it is and breaking down things. And
Ted Volk thinks that he can program, like, right now. Like, just step out of the car and program.
Let me go back to the same thing.
He's nuts.
We've had Ted Schermerhorn on. We've had Brian Schock on. We've had Lenny Diane on. Who's the next victim? If Malcolm Riker doesn't hit me back, who's the next victim?
I think we got to go to Pat Magnarella.
Then send him a text right now.
I don't have his. You have his contact.
I do.
If you want, give it to me and I'll send him the text. He probably hates hearing from you anyway. He's sick of you. He's not. We need Pat because we want to hear about the Green Day on the Hat Shell in Boston. The most insane live show ever.
God. Here we go. Pat, we need you to come in and talk for an hour about your band Green Day that you no longer work with that played one gig in Boston, which made my career really cool, and everybody thought that my friend Kurt
St. I wasn't Thomas, there, by the way. This was after
him,
I left.
I almost called him Kurt Cobain. Kurt St. Thomas Cobain, but didn't Nirvana do the same thing?
What?
Didn't they play a free show?
No, we paid them, but they played on Lansdowne Street.
Did people pay to go to the show?
I don't remember. Did we give tickets away? Or did we sell? We sold tickets.
Did you see them on Lansdowne Street?
Yes.
They were in a club?
Yes.
They didn't play out in the open for free?
No. No.
Green Day played out in the open for free?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I was having. I was confused about that. So Green Day themselves played in an open public thing.
Yeah, you know, where the Boston Pops play for 4th of July, that half shell, although in Boston it's called the Hatch Shell.
The Hatch Shell.
Yeah. It's run by the city, the parks.
Why do they call it the Hatch Shell?
You know, I was thinking about that the other day, and I don't know. I have to look that up. Bob Hatch? I don't know.
Wait,
some guy named Hatch.
You don't know what
the
it
Hatch
is? Your
Memorial
wife is
Shell. Hang
freak.
On. I'll go look it up right now. You talk.
Max just burped twice.
Know,
we went
disgusting.
Out and we had lunch with Steve West. Steve, who's been going through a couple of medical things here and there, looked really good. And Billy Bones was there. Mike Aiken showed up at the lunch. It was wonderful. We had a great time. Great time was had by all. Malcolm Riker has not hit his back yet on the phone.
Okay, here we go.
Pat Magnarella. I will text him later on and find out if he wants to get there and talk about the Hatch Shell.
Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Named after Edward A. Hatch. So it's the Edward A. Hatch Memorial Shell. Is an outdoor concert venue on
Who
the Charles
Robert
River.
Who is Robert A. Hatch?
Edward A. Hatch.
Edward Hatch.
Now I got to go and find out.
Edward Hatch.
It was,
he was
built
a big
in
drug dealer
1939. By the way, did you see the first Ted movie?
The first Ted.
Yeah, the Ted movie with the teddy bear? Yeah, the teddy bear.
Yeah,
you saw that?
I saw both of them. They were fucking...
They were hilarious, especially
the
all the Boston
movie.
Stuff.
That's where he goes up on stage and what's his face?
Yeah, so they go up on the Hatch. They're at the Hatch Shell in Boston. That's where that big concert is in Ted 1. That's the Hatch. So, Green Day
yep.
plays.
So why do we need Pat Magnarella to tell the story?
We don't. We can tell it, but I think we should talk to Pat, not because he was Green Day's manager, but because he's a good manager.
Okay. Let me
we need to talk to him. We haven't had a manager. Do you want Steve Rennie? Try to get Steve Rennie to come in.
He'll fly down in his billion-dollar plane. Let's. I'm going to pretend. Okay, ask me the question.
Of what?
Pretend I'm Pat Magnarella. I'm going to pretend I'm Pat Magnarella. Just ask me the question.
What question?
So, Pat, so tell me about your... Okay, ready? I'm going to do Pat for you.
So, Pat.
Yes.
Before the show, what did you think about the concept of Green Day playing live free in Boston for a free show for thousands of people?
We thought it was cool.
Right, very good.
Okay, now ask the question again. I'll pretend I care.
What did you think when you first heard that we wanted to have Green Day play the Hatch Show?
Well, Billy Joe went out and did a bunch of research on this guy, Edward A. Hatch, to find out that the thing was built in 1939, and they thought to themselves, yes, this would be a perfect place to do a free show because the place was built before they were born, and they wanted to get up there and rock Boston's socks off by playing songs that were big hits at the time, like Green Day Pandemonium in the Desert. What the fuck are you on about? Like... You're a guy who did modern rock live forever. You did modern rock live forever.
Yes, and?
Would you ask Boston, Boston, what did you think about playing Green Day? Green Day, what did you think about playing Boston at the Hatch?
It was cool.
Santa kill. I like that, bro.
You don't understand what happened. Like, half the city showed up. A riot happened because the guys that run, by the way, the city organization that runs the Hatch, these are the nicest guys. They're Boston city workers. They've been there forever, and they meticulously prune the flowers in front of the stage, and the place is just, you know, it's spotless. And so we convinced them that it would be okay to have this rock concert there because nothing would get trashed, and it would be okay. Anyway, they show up. There's a bit of a, it's a bit tense, and people start screwing around with the bushes. The next thing you know, the city guys are trying to stop this concert that's already underway, and it didn't go well. And what happened eventually was that the city, the cops called a citywide tactical alert, which hadn't been done in like 100-some-odd years. It's the first time that they had had a citywide like all the cops had to show up at the Hatch Show because it was pandemonium crazy. Needless to say, and I had been gone at that point,
the
but
broke up.
At that point, the city decided no more concerts on the Hatch Show, even if it was Neil Diamond. That was it. It spoiled concerts in Boston on the Hatch for a very, very long time. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the whole story. We don't need Pat Magnarella to tell the same story over again.
We can have Chris St. Thomas.
This has been The Oddcast. You can email us thatoddcast@gmail.com. The next victim, hopefully, will be Malcolm Riker, if he ever responds to my text. Maybe he's out getting a new tattoo right now. We're riding his motorcycle around.
He's good, though. He's very creative.
He
I think he'd be a good person.
Unbelievably creative.
Because you
dog.
Know what we want to talk about? Malcolm, you could do ASMR. He could do... image production incorporating ASMR.
When you wake up in the morning in San Diego, most people don't know this, but when you wake up in the morning in San Diego and you turn on any news show and they're doing things and all of a sudden the National City Mile of Cars, he does so many freaking voices. It's like he lives at my house. I'd like him to leave every once in a while and not be on my television.
Why don't we see...
The other guy that's on all the time
is
Eric Thompson.
Why don't you get to either Eric or Malcolm to utilize you as a voice? You'd be a great voiceover.
I have a sucky voice.
That's not true.
Nobody can understand what I'm saying because I can't enunciate. Nobody gives a shit about what I say.
That's only me.
Thanks for the compliment.
All right.
I appreciate that.
I got to go pee. Can we, how long we've been on? What are we doing?
Let's see if you can guess how many minutes we've been on.
53 minutes.
You are wrong.
How off?
1 hour and 5 minutes.
All right. We're done.
I love you, Max Tolkoff.
I love you too, Mike.
It was good seeing you, Steve West, today.
Yeah, it's the best. Oh, my God. Let's do it again next week.
Listen, fuckers. We'll see you next week. Slam the door.
The
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.